This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Craig Roberts. He's a spokesman for the American Legion. We want to get his reaction to a couple of major stories involving the military. First of all, President Obama officially unveiling a $78 billion GI Bill, the first GI Bill passed since 9/11 and was signed into law by President Bush last year. And we also want to get his insight on the confirmation that remains found in Anbar province by U.S. Marines are, in fact, those of a Navy captain and pilot, Michael Scott Spiker, who was lost during the first Gulf War. And Craig, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you once again. I'm glad to be here. Well,
let's start with the GI Bill here, $78 billion worth. I know the Legion is excited about this. Explain why.
Well, we're excited about it because, of course, it benefits our veterans so mightily. It's really the culmination of a lot of work by a lot of people over a number of years to revitalize the original GI Bill, which was passed in 1944, which the American Legion was instrumental in drafting the original bill as well as this one. So we're excited and very proud for ourselves, too, because the American Legion was so instrumental in the passage, the drafting and passage of both the bills and all the iterations in between. But this one is especially exciting because it sort of brings all the benefits up to date to reflect today's expenses and today's conditions.
And explain what additional educational benefits are available now to returning veterans as a result of this.
What it does is, as I mentioned just a moment ago, really brings things up to date from a fiscal point of view. The GI Bill, which had been in place, which goes really back to the Vietnam era, by this time was paying really not even the tuition or the fees for community colleges in many cases, let alone major universities and colleges. And so this really increases the stipends and the tuition reimbursements and so forth, so that it benefits today's soldier, returning soldier and sailor, Marine and airman, just as well as the ones in the post-World War II era were benefited, which had actually tremendous. We were thinking about this the other day when I was drafting a press release on this, doing some research. We really started thinking about it, doing some research and finding out that the middle class as we know it, you know, the great American dream, which was so big in the 1950s, considered sort of a birthright of Americans, really came out of, and this is not an exaggeration, the effects of the GI Bill in 1944, because in 1945, when World War II ended, the GIs came home, they were, for the very first time, the very first generation of Americans who were more generally afforded the benefits of higher education. And it was through the auspices of the GI Bill they were able to afford to go to college. Very few Americans went to college before that time. Now a whole generation of people were afforded that benefit, and they took advantage of it, became a better educated society, and many of the technological advances that we take for granted today really came out of the educational benefits after World War II. I can use just very briefly an example of my two uncles, who were both naval aviators in World War II. They were from a farm family. I mean, I'm from a farm family, grew up in northern Indiana. They came back from World War II, went to Purdue University, something they never would have been able to do otherwise, with the benefits of the GI Bill. Both became engineers. One went to work for IBM, and the other went to work for an insurance company. But my uncle went to work for IBM, was one of the very first computer programmers in the country. And he alone pioneered many of the computer programs that were the genesis of what we use today. That would not have happened, literally, without the GI Bill.
We're talking with Craig Roberts, spokesman for the American Legion. And Craig, last question on this topic, and this, I don't even know if this is quantifiable, but just how many of our service members who have served this country in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere over the past 8 years are now seeing college as a real option for them that perhaps they didn't a few years ago?
I really can't put it into numbers. I'd have to do some research on that to find out what the hard numbers are. But I think a majority of them will seek higher education, whether that be some of them will go to vocational schools and trade schools. And that shouldn't be thought of as the way it had been in the past. A vocational and trade school today has to do with things like IT services and so forth, really advanced technologies, as well as building trades and so forth, and the rest will go to colleges and universities of higher learning. I think the vast majority will take advantage, at least some advantage, of the new GI Bill.
Well, let's move on to the other issue that I mentioned at the outset here, Craig, and obviously much more sobering, but perhaps some finality now on this issue. The Pentagon has announced that it has confirmed the remains recovered by U.S. Marines in Anbar Province to be those of Navy Captain and former Naval Aviator Michael Scott Spiker, whose plane was shot down early on in the first Gulf War. What is it like for a family to wonder all these years what really happened, and what's it like to get this type of news of confirmation?
I can only imagine what it was like for his family and the families of others. A person in the civilian world, I don't think we can really appreciate the depth of emotion that's generated by one's comrade being lost in battle and the remains not recovered, or even worse yet, not knowing what the fate of that person is. There's a saying in the military, various variants of no comrade shall be left behind, and that's taken very seriously. It's a visceral issue. And so even among us who were not members of the family, I was a naval aviator myself, it meant something to me emotionally to have Captain Spiker recovered in a way, and in a sense, he's now come home. It means a great deal to people who are not connected with him in a familiar way. I can only imagine the depth of emotion the family must feel right now. It's hard to call it good news, because it's not good news in one sense, but from an emotional point of view, and the term that's overused these days is closure, but it does help bring some emotional closure to this issue for this family. And I think for once, after all these years, they may be able to maybe not smile inside, but relax a little bit in knowing that whatever their religious beliefs are, whatever their beliefs of life hereafter are, that now that life has begun for their brother, their husband, their father.
Well, Craig, unfortunately, a difficult day, as you mentioned, but at least some answers. Thank you very much for being with us.
We're certainly welcome. Thank you.
Craig Roberts, spokesman for the American Legion. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.